Daddy, I can't believe that it's happening this weekend. I admit that I've got mixed feelings about you right now. You've been out of the country for like 3 years. You missed my graduation and my 18th birthday. Yeah, I mean, like, you sent me adorable gifts, but I didn't even get to Skype you or anything. I know what you're gonna say. Mom makes things difficult. I mean, she really does. Her boyfriend, Jared, is kind of an ass, but they seem to love each other, so it's whatever. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy to be going across the country for college, though. She's such a control freak. I don't blame you for leaving, Daddy, but I'm mad that you disappeared. I know it couldn't have been easy, but I needed you, and you weren't here. Well, that's the past, isn't it? I'm an adult now, and I can go where I want, especially if you're paying for it. Smiley face. Maybe I should be mad, but I'm really just excited to see you again. But I'm worried. Do you really want to see me again? Or are you just being nice? I guess we'll find out soon. Love, your little girl. Daddy. Wow. The visit was amazing. I know I said thank you while I was there, but like, I just wanted to say it again. You took me to so many beautiful places. I never got to go shopping like that before. I know it's kind of cliche, and it's funny because I really never liked shopping before, but I really enjoyed going with you. I felt like you really saw me and picked places that I wanted to go and things I would like. At first, I felt out of place, but then you took me to the museum and the theater, and well, I feel super cultured now. Is that silly? I don't want you to think that you need to spend money on me, though. You don't. It was just lovely to do. I'd be happy if you just took me to the park and we ate hot dogs and fed ducks, as long as we did it together. And the last night, I never thought I would be the kind of girl who would eat at that kind of restaurant. I recognized the chef from the Food Channel. Did you see all the guys staring at me in the dress you got me? You know, the one that went off the shoulder where you can see my back? Maybe I shouldn't say it, but do you know what they were thinking? I think I did. They thought I was your date, Daddy, not your little girl. And you know what? I liked it. I can't wait to come back next weekend. Love, your little girl. Daddy, I'm upset with you. But it isn't your fault. Well, not really. Please don't be mad at me for not making sense. I'll explain it. You knew something was wrong when I was leaving. I was quiet, and I didn't hug you as hard as I should have. Or kiss you. I regretted it as soon as I got off the plane. I felt ungrateful and cold, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Okay? The trip was fantastic. I loved going to the park with you and seeing Shakespeare outside. The zoo was really terrific too. I haven't been to one since we were together when I was in like 7th grade. I loved all of it, especially the last night. You don't know how many times I made food in our kitchen at home alone. Mom would be at work and it would just be me and she'd never say any more than thank you. You always had time to cook with me and appreciated everything that I made for you. And then we'd cuddle on the couch and watch horror movies. Do you remember? I think you do because we did the same thing the last night. You even made my favorite salad dressing and everything. I almost cried. You're making this so hard, you know, to write this stuff. Because you're so goddamn perfect. I'm sorry, but that's what everyone thinks. My friends see you and they say the dirtiest things, Daddy. And then they're all surprised when they find out that you're single. I tell them that you had a girlfriend, but that you dumped her about a month ago. Why then, Daddy? I didn't ask because I thought it might be a sore subject, but now you've made me reconsider. I saw you on that last night, Daddy, when you came into my room. I pretended to be asleep. I thought you were just checking on me, but you got really close, Daddy, and you stood there for so long, and my eyes were just open enough to see how hard you were. Was that from looking at me sleep in my tight little tank top and gym shorts? I guess my friends are wrong. You aren't perfect. You're at least a little bad. But you didn't do anything. I don't think you ever would. And I'm too much of a coward to ask you. Well, I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Some things aren't allowed, even when you want them more than anything. Love, your little girl. P.S. Just thought I would let you know that because I'm not there doesn't mean you can't watch me sleep. I'll Skype you tonight and leave my camera on facing my bed. You can look as much as you want. Winky face. Daddy, I'm so sorry about the last email. It was very inappropriate of me to suggest or talk about such things. I know you know that I'm a good girl, and I know you're good too. You'd never do anything to me, and I don't want you to think I'm bad, because then you'd never let me visit you again, and I want to come back as much as I can. This summer and after college starts, even if it's just over the weekends. I know you probably can't afford it, but like, maybe you could come visit me too. I just tell everyone that you're my out-of-town sugar daddy and watch them get jealous. Winky face. Oops. I said I was going to be good, didn't I? Well, I don't have to be perfect, do I? I just thought to say one more thing about last night. I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided I was frustrated for the wrong reasons. Communication is the most essential part of any relationship, and I just sat there passively, didn't I? I mean, it's fine for a girl to be passive, even submissive for her daddy, isn't it? But she still needs to talk to her daddy. So I'm going to talk to you, because I feel that I could never say this in person. I just get so flushed and embarrassed and... Okay. I know the kind of good girls that men want. I've never wanted to really be one, to be honest, until I started visiting you again. Then I really wanted to be good for you. So let me tell you what a good girl would have done in the last night I was in your apartment. A good girl would have just laid there, just like I did, but she wouldn't have needed the sheets or covers, and really, would she wear shorts? No, probably just a shirt. Or maybe she'd just go naked. It might be scandalous in other places, but she's with her daddy, so it's okay, right? A good girl would understand that her daddy is a healthy, strong man with needs. She'd know that being around a young thing with perky little tits and a tight ass would make him aroused, frustrated even. She'd understand that he might need to come into her room at night and watch her sleep. A good girl would lay there, naked and vulnerable. She'd pretend to be asleep no matter what her daddy did. She might make some noises. She's not perfect after all. But she'd never tell him no or fight him or stop him. She'd let him do anything that he wanted to her. And she'd love being his. Most importantly, a good girl would never, ever tell. Love, your good little girl. P.S. Good girls Skype their daddies every night and sleep in just a tight little t-shirt and panties. But I think you knew that already. Winky face. Daddy, I love you. I'm having a hard time saying that to your face, but it's true. I know you love me too because I can still hear you whisper it in my ear. I'm really glad you dumped your girlfriend. I'm sure she was nice, but all of that... Look, I'll say it again. I'm sure she was nice, but I want all of what you give, you know? I guess I'm a little jealous little bitch, aren't I? But that's not something a good girl should be. But I'm not perfect. That's why I've had to retype this a couple times. I love the last visit so much, Daddy. You know that? You must have seen how wide my smile was on the last day and the tears in my eyes when you dropped me at the airport. I really, really didn't want to go home. You took care of me the entire weekend. you treated me like a daughter, but also like a girlfriend. I love how you kissed my hair and put your arm around me when we walked in public. And how you put your hand on the small of my back when we're at a restaurant. This was the first time in my life that a man has really treated me this way. It was like you were courting me, Daddy. Then, it was the last night. I was nervous and edgy, Daddy. You must have been able to tell. I couldn't even sit still without squirming. I'd been there for 2 nights and nothing happened. I'd written you, well, you know, I had hoped that it was clear enough that I'd given you permission you needed, the permission that I could never give you face to face. But, well, I had just hoped that it would be enough. I went to bed early. I said it was because I had to go home the next day and I was exhausted. I wasn't, though. I showered because I wanted to be clean for you. I didn't touch myself, though I wanted to so badly. I lay on the bed because I knew that you were going to come in, and I couldn't sleep without at least a sheet. I know I wrote that good girls sleep without ones, that their daddy's going to appreciate them, but like I said, I'm not perfect. I'll try harder. I closed my eyes, and I waited, and I waited. You made me wait so long, Daddy. Did you do it because you were still not sure, or was it just to work your little girl up? I got so worked up, Daddy. But even so, I must have fallen asleep. I woke up when you kissed my forehead. It was soft, just like you used to do when we all lived together. I felt myself relax then. I knew how safe I was in your hands. I wanted to be in your hands so badly, Daddy. I don't know all the things your little girl thinks about during these long nights back at home. I thought you would stop there, to be honest. I understood. Just because your daughter is a horny little, you know, doesn't mean you'd have to indulge her. I knew that you loved me, and it was just an ordinary family love, and that was okay too, if that was the case. Then I felt you pulling the sheet down. Slowly. The soft fabric catching on my breast and exposing me to you. You could see me now, all of me, as I am now, as a woman. You could see my nipples stiffen in the chill and my wet little pussy as I parted my legs for you, slightly, and trimmed myself. Did you like looking at me, Daddy? This girl that you made. Did you get hard then? Or were you already hard when you came in? I think that you were, Daddy. I think you were looking forward to this as much as I was. You were just really patient. I felt your hand on me on my cheek. And you were so gentle. Then you moved it and I felt something growing inside me. You let it rest on my neck, Daddy. You put it around my throat like you were going to choke me. How did you know that I fantasized about that, Daddy? You didn't, though. I know I got even wetter. You put your hand on my chest, and then my breath quickened, and I felt your hand slide over my breast. You cupped it, and I whimpered. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at being quiet. It's just, you do things to me, Daddy. Things I can't admit to you, even in this email. You squeezed my breast firmly, and it was so different than the boys that I've let touch me. Don't worry, Daddy, they haven't been that many. But they were harsh and fumbly. You were confident and loving. Then you felt my nipple between your thumb and forefinger, and you pinched it hard. You're so bad. I loved it, though. And I know I made a sound. I tried hard not to, but it felt so good. And I didn't expect it. I heard you chuckle. You're naughty, Daddy. I thought you might feel me for a while and leave. That would have been okay, Daddy. I would have touched myself thinking about it for the rest of my life. Every hand on my breast would have been yours in my mind. But you didn't stop. You moved your hand to my belly, and it quivered under your touch. Do you like it? Sometimes I think it's too soft to be attractive, but you kissed me on it, and my heart beats so fast. You made me feel such bad things, Daddy. Then you moved your hand onto my thigh and then inside my leg. I gasped as you moved it up, but not far enough. You moved it back down and then back up and just a little further this time. You were teasing me, weren't you, Daddy? Did you want me to open my eyes and beg you to do it more? I wish I could have. Maybe one day. Thankfully, you love me, really and truly. You might be teasing, but you'd never deny your little girl anything, would you? I felt it finally. Your hand resting on my tight little pussy. I know I moaned a lot. I hope you liked hearing what you did to your little girl. You explored me so gently, letting your finger tease my soaking clit. You barely brushed me, and I heard you making noise then too. Then your finger slipped inside me. You're the only man that's ever been inside me, Daddy. Do you like knowing that? You were so cruel with me. You didn't give me time to recover. You just pumped that finger inside me again and again. You didn't even use a second one. Maybe you thought it would hurt me, or perhaps you just really want to stretch me with a different part of your body. Finger in and out, speeding up. I can still feel it right now. You went in as deep as you could. You used your finger to your thumb to play with my clit a little more firmly each moment. I was so close, Daddy. I was shaking all over. You knew what I needed. You hooked your finger up at me and touched me in my G-spot. I've never had that done before. I came, Daddy. I was loud, and I know I was. I'm sorry, Daddy. I know good girls are supposed to be quiet, but you just drove me crazy. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. You made me so wet again. I need to take care of this right now. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. And I'm feeling much more relaxed. You'll never guess whose fingers I imagined were inside me when I came all over my own. Winky face. I was so happy then, but I wasn't sure what was going on. You must think that I'm such a silly bimbo to not figure it out. I heard you breathing hard. I even heard the little noises your hand made on your cock, but I didn't understand what it meant. Probably because I just come. And I'm a selfish little thing, really. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll think more of you next time. You kept breathing harder, and I understood. My daddy was touching himself and looking at me. You were so turned on by my body. I felt so good knowing that, Daddy. I heard you move just a hesitant step or two and wondered if you were leaving, but you weren't. You groaned, and then, God, I would do anything to hear that sound again. Then I felt it. Warm. Liquid splashing on my cheek, my forehead, my closed eyes. It hit my mouth and neck. Some even got on my chest and in my hair. I was so excited, Daddy. It made you come on me. I almost came again, too. There was so much. It ran and flowed over my mouth, and it smelled so good. And then I heard you whisper in my ear, I love you. And then you left. How I wish I could have been brave enough to ask you to stay, but you don't know what you did for me. I got up and went to the bathroom. Slowly, I cleaned your cum off me. First my eyes, then I took a picture so I could remember what I looked like when handsome, strong daddy marked me as his forever. Then I wiped as much as off as I could with my bare hands. Do you know what I did then? I licked it off my fingers. It was so salty and delicious, and I swallowed as much as I could before I washed up. I tried not to use any soap, but I needed to get the cum out of my hair. I wanted to still smell like you all day when I was traveling home. I wanted other people to be able to smell me and know that I had someone who loved me as much as you do. I wanted Mom to smell me and know that you had a woman now who would treat you right and take care of you. I feel so dirty writing this down, Daddy, but it all feels right. I can't wait for next week. I'm still not brave enough to be awake for you yet, but you think you could come to my room every night instead of just the last one? If I don't get more of your cum, I think I might die. This time, though, maybe I'll leave my mouth open for you to do whatever you want in it. Or maybe some baby oil on my breast if you wanted to slide it over my chest. Or if I can bring myself to leave my legs spread wide for you, Daddy. So you can see how wet and swollen and needy you make your little girl. And for easy access. I'm always going to be easy for you, Daddy. Whatever I do, I don't want you to think that means that I'll be good, that I won't be good for you. You can do whatever you want to me, Daddy. You can move me, impose me, and move me any way you want. Oh, God, I just got shivers writing that. I'll do anything to be the girl that makes you happy and gets filled with your cum. With all my love, forever, your very good little girl.